There are a lot of motivational theories out there, and a lot of organizational theories. Here are a couple. Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and Hertzberg's two-factor theory. Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively here at gogo.com. I am your host today, Neil Roland, and today's topic is going to be about Hertzberg's motivation and hygiene theory, or sometimes called the two-factor theory. If you'd like to find out more about myself and my background, please visit my profile here at the GoGo website, or if you have any comments or questions or like to input your own two thoughts, please use the comment box below. All right, let's get started. All right, for those who work in a cross-functional team or with various people that you need to either motivate or work with or just try to empower in some way, there are a multitude of theories that are out there in the industry, some self-help books and everything else that you've probably have come across. But here is one, and I bring this one up because it is one of the more popular ones, and it is also one that you may see in a certification exam such as the Project Management Professional, the PMP, or some of the other well-known project management or organizational theory certifications. So let's talk strictly about this one. And again, it is Hertzberg's two-factor theory, so we're going to talk about two sides that motivate us in work. Frederick Hertzberg, then, was one of these primary thinkers and psychologists and also influencers in the business management field. He published his findings in 1959 in his book, The Motivation of Work. And this book has been repeated and edited since then. But primarily in that study and in that publication, what he proposed was that when he interviewed the employees and workers, that there were a couple different factors that were motivating or at least affecting their attitudes towards their jobs. And he developed this theory that was the hygiene factors and the motivators. What he did is he suggested that there are certain factors that, let's first work on the hygiene factors. Those hygiene factors are those sort of the maintenance, the day-to-day environment in which we work at. And if these are present, then it gives us a sense of satisfaction or comfort. If they are not present or if they're removed or reduced, then we have dissatisfaction in our work. Those common hygiene factors are what we normally consider things such as pay, the sense of environment that we're working in, the company, the people around us, our relationships, even the sense of our place or role within the company. But fair enough, it's just the communications and the sense of well-being, the sense of security, both in a job sense and a physical sense, and the hygiene, the factors that you can think of that are typically part of your environment, things that are going to be occurrent in the way that we live. So with this thinking then is that you can increase these and you can get more satisfaction out of a worker. But you can also, if you decrease or reduce it, you're going to get lower or at least reduced sense of satisfaction in their job. So what you also need to do then is take these factors and figure out which ones then can motivate people further. And these are the motivators. And the motivators are items such as achievement or sense of recognition or even a sense of responsibility or if they're going to be advanced or growth or some sort of way that they can improve themselves or just the work themselves. Do they find it rewarding? Do they find that they are contributing in some way? So what you need to do then, if you are a manager or you're working with people, you need to consider these hygiene factors and how they and the motivators and how these factors contribute and affect the jobs and the attitudes towards the jobs with the people that you're working with. So for instance, if you're working with people, and you can sense that those factors that we talked about before, For instance, somebody's not feeling paid, they don't have good relationships, they are going to really be unable to strive much further. And you need to enrich that in some way to either go after those extrinsic motivators, such as building a better environment, building better work conditions that people feel that they're contributing and have a sense of satisfaction. Likewise, you need to be able to boost up the interpretations of the motivators, the intrinsic motivators, the things that they find inside them that they can better fulfill their sort of objectives or goals and whatever else they might wish to achieve as a result of the motivators. So in this case, as management, you need to be aware of the extrinsic motivators that are around people and the environments in which we all have to work in, and that satisfaction, but then also at the same time think about their intrinsic motivators and figure out how can you maybe sell the sense that they are achieving something, that there is potential for growth, that they are growing as a skill or competencies, or maybe that they're lining up potentially for further advancement either in this company or elsewhere if they were to achieve certain, well, whatever we're seeking out in our management, in our role, in our tasks. So these observations are what you can do as a management sector to be able to, either in a small sense or in a large sense, but you're trying to get the best out of your employees or the best out of everyone around you, best out of your project team if you're just working in a smaller sense. But in any case, there are those six motivating factors that you need to encourage and strive for and build that satisfaction out of them. So that sense of achievement, that sense of recognition that, yes, this is fantastic, this is what you're doing. Give them that feedback loop that says this is what you have done and what you have accomplished is fantastic. So recognizing it, recognizing maybe by a position or a title, or maybe going back to the others, the hygiene factors with more increase in pay and better working conditions. But in any case, you need to be aware of both sides of the two-factor theory. It is not enough just to do the motivators of growth, advancement, responsibility, the work, recognition, achievement. Likewise, you cannot just give them more pay. You're not going to get the same sense of motivation and improvement. So with that said, consider all those points that I mentioned. If you want to find out more, I encourage you to look up Frederick Hertzberg and his theory. His book is still available quite readily throughout the web, including the Amazon.com bookseller store and probably even all your local bookstores. But in any case, that is one of many business and organizational theory factors and suggestions out there that are going to help you. I will try to cover more in GoGo Radio programs. Some of the others that you may be interested or want to look into later are theories such as McGregor's theory of the X type manager and the Y type manager, as well as expectancy theory by Victor Vroom. You can also look at McClellan's three needs. And I would also suggest Uchi's theory of Z. And you can also look at the very famous Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And the hierarchy of needs is basically associated in this sense of the Hertzberg's two-factor theories, except it is aligned more in a pyramid-type shape. Because in this case, with Hertzberg, you have those hygiene theories like security, safety, your basic, let's say, your driving needs, the needs that all of us face within a within our life, within our just being human. Because, of course, we have to think about our sense of security and safety, but also just those natural drivers like hunger and being a part of something in a unit and just being social beings. That's just part of evolutionary theory. But what motivates us then in the workplace are really a lot of the same motivators that we see in daily life. So with Hertzberg, he was saying those hygiene factors are those environmental, more of those underlying principles that motivate all of us in really any situation. Maslow really takes those same principles in just a different approach. It's not really reinventing the wheel. It's just, I think, showing it in a different format. What Maslow's hierarchy of needs, he has placed pretty much the two groupings in Hertzberg, but more in a pyramid format. With Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you're going to see those hygiene factors at the base of the pyramid. The foundation really is based on those needs of, you know, just breathing, or just being able to drink and eat and feel safety and security. But then once you have those extremely basic underlying needs met, then you can move up the hierarchy of needs. And they scaffold upon each other. So that way, as you move up the pyramid, then you are going to be able to think about or be motivated to consider things that are higher up in the pyramid and the needs. So the sense of self-actualization, which are things like creativity and just being able to see the big picture and be able to think morally and really just the more abstract type of reaches of our whole motivational needs and wants. So that really pairs well with Hertzberg, because the motivators that we had mentioned, the sense of achievement and reaching a higher goal, is in line with that self-actualization or the higher end needs within Maslow. So what I would recommend, if you want to find out more, I might look at both of these organizational theories together, because really they are talking about the same thing, just cutting the apple in a different way. So if you would like to find out more about these, or if you'd like to have any questions that you would like to ask me or others within the GoGo community, please use the boxes below, and I'm sure all of us would love to help you out. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's presentation and radio show based on our two topics of Hertzberg's motivational theories, well, technically the two-factor theory, as well as Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If you would like to find out more radio shows presented by myself, and there are plenty here on the GoGo site, please use the GoGo search box and just search under Neil Roland, or you can look at my profile and they should be listed there. And again, if you have any comments, please use the box below, or even if you have an opinion of what you'd like to hear more about, or a topic idea, we'd love to hear from you. All right, thank you, and enjoy the more things that are available here at gogo.com.